You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. The big international news this morning, President Obama and his family touched down in Moscow about a half an hour ago. Obama, his wife Michelle, their two daughters walked down a formal reception line on the tarmac, shaking hands with Russian officials. The first event in Russia on Monday is symbolic, laying a wreath at the Russian Tomb of the Unknowns. But the substantive meeting will be with President Medvedev. And on the agenda for this summit, which will also include discussions with Vladimir Putin, the prime minister, is strategic and nuclear weapons, how to reduce them, and actually using models for reducing them that come from the Reagan era. Joining us now to talk about how the Obama administration is projecting itself to Russia and this critical U.S. relationship is Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations from 2005 and 2006, currently with the American Enterprise Institute. Ambassador Bolton, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, normally you hammer the assumptions in my question, so let's get that out of the way. Nothing really to quibble with there, right?
Well, I think there's a lot to quibble with there. I think the president goes into these negotiations with a very misguided view of the strategic situation internationally, and particularly the question of America's and Russia's nuclear arsenal. So I think he's pursuing, at least from what he's putting out and what his aides are putting out, a very ideologically motivated agenda to reduce our strategically deployed weapons without even having conducted the appropriate nuclear posture review.
Well, putting the review aside for just a moment, would you support a maintenance of the current levels of strategic nuclear weapons, and where would you aim them?
The purpose of the review is to answer that question. That's why the criticism that he's pursuing an ideological agenda seems to me to be so manifest. You're just picking numbers out of the air until you've reviewed exactly what the circumstances are that we face in the world. And the president himself has said just a few days ago that he wants to look to reduce the number of deployed weapons because he thinks that'll have an influence on North Korea and Iran, which I think is manifestly incorrect. But, you know, he said the idea for us to think that we can grow our nuclear stockpiles, the Russians continue to grow theirs and our allies grow theirs, and that we can pressure these others is wrong. The United States has not been growing its nuclear stockpiles for 25 years, and neither have any of the allies that I know about, Britain and France, unless we've counted a few more in there. It is true the Russians are growing theirs, but that's not a problem. That's not something that that influences Iran and North Korea.
Well, isn't a more cooperative arrangement with the United States, between the United States and Russia, doesn't that have leverage in the region, in Afghanistan? There's already an agreement to actually share a territory in bringing military materiel to the Afghan theater. Doesn't that produce some sort of leverage in Afghanistan or with Iran?
The only thing the Russians have granted there is limited overflight rights that have not been spelled out exactly to bring materials to the coalition forces in Afghanistan. It's a very limited concession since most of what we ship there, we ship through our bases in Western Europe and the Middle East already. We don't need overflights from Russia. But the real issue, I think, is this determination to reach an agreement with a much less significant Russia that will, in fact, reduce America's global nuclear umbrella. Remember, the Russians don't have any allies that they protect with their nuclear weapons. We have our NATO allies. We have Japan, Australia, and a range of others around the world. Shrinking our nuclear umbrella actually lessens security for many of our friends around the world.
Is that how they view it? Is there a global consensus among Western allies that the U.S. needs to maintain its nuclear arsenal? That's certainly the first I've heard of that.
There's certainly no pressure that I'm aware of from the Europeans to reduce the arsenal. And in Japan, if anything, the conversation, because of the threat from North Korea and growing concern about China, really now is on the issue whether Japan itself will become a nuclear power, something I think we should try and avoid. But I think you've got to come back to the fundamental point that we haven't heard in some number of years what the actual nuclear posture review has shown. And to me, that's a real failing in the administration's strategy. You said at the beginning, well, let's put the study aside. You can't put the study aside. That's why we do the study.
Well, I just wanted to put it aside for the purposes of this conversation. But
my point is you can't put it aside and have an intelligent discussion about the subject.
Well, then let's just talk about the status quo. I mean, isn't there an implicit trust in maintaining the status quo and that we believe somehow, without actually any leverage on Russia, that they won't end up delivering or somehow losing nuclear weapons into the hands of nations that would actually use them against the West?
Well, we have programs. We've had cooperation with Russia for nearly 20 years to prevent their own weapons.
Yeah, but as you just said, the numbers are going up.
No, I did not say that.
You just said the numbers of Russian warheads is growing up.
The modernizing of the Russian strategic nuclear capability is undoubtedly going on, not because they're increasing their warheads, but they're increasing their delivery systems. And the point is they are engaged in this kind of activity in connection with a variety of other belligerent behaviors, such as threatening Western Europe with cutting off oil and natural gas supplies, invading Georgia last August, providing protective cover for Iran in the Security Council, and interfering generally in the Middle East.
Finally, the Obama administration has said nonproliferation is one of the goals of nuclear reductions between the U.S. and the Russians. Do you think nonproliferation is a worthy goal here?
Nonproliferation is a critical goal. Reducing America's nuclear arsenal will have zero impact on the mullahs in Tehran and their quest for deliverable nuclear weapons. And if it's possible to have less than a zero impact, that's the impact it will have on Pyongyang. Pulling our numbers down does not convince the rogue states and terrorist groups that want nuclear weapons to give up their quest for that capability.
Ambassador John Bolton, a former ambassador to the United Nations from 2005 and 2006, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.